Constance Street, the true story of one family and one street in London's East End. By Charlie Connolly.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. A little before 7 o'clock on the evening of the 19th of January 1917, Nellie Greenwood was just about to close up the laundry when all the windows blew in. Just before it happened, the lamps had flickered for a couple of seconds, causing her to look up with the heavy iron poised just above the sheet she was pressing. There was a brilliant flash, a second for the breath to catch in her throat, then a whoomp, a deafening roar, a blizzard of shards and a screeching ring in her ears. She clamped her eyes closed, and as the ringing diminished, other sounds began to emerge from the white noise. A metal lid spinning to a halt on the floor nearby, the Christmas tinkle of the last slivers of falling glass, the bang of a window frame flapping open, all as if it were a very long way away. Then silence, and the chill seeping into her cheek that told her she was lying on the stone floor. Tendrils of cold began to seep through the broken windows and open door and settle around her. Silvertown was never silent, not ever, which, despite the screaming noise inside her own head, made the sudden absence of the clanking of dock cranes and the distant shrieking of the sawmill even more curious. As Nellie slowly began to regain her senses, she realized there was something else.